Welcome to the second hour's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
This is Dave, and I'm reading from the Odessa American, Sunday, March 20th. This is the section called Other Voices. This column is called Guest Views. It is entitled, Good Things Are Happening in ECISD, by Scott Murray. As you are reading this, many of our staff and students are traveling back from spring break destinations. This was a well-deserved break from a very challenging school year. In fact, the past 3 years have presented us with some unprecedented challenges, from a mass shooting in our community, to COVID-19 closures, to returning to school in the midst of the pandemic. Personally, I have never experienced anything like this in my career. These circumstances required us to respond in new ways, forcing us to innovate and improve. I prepared this article to inform you of the good work happening in ECISD on behalf of the children we serve. On March 3rd, we hosted our first annual State of the District, with several hundred people in attendance. 1 week later, the event aired in its entirety on our social media platforms, where it remains for you to watch at any time. We hope you will. We are excited for you to see it. The work we do is based upon our strategic plan that can be found on our HectorCountyISD.org website, which has three themes: foundational excellence, talent development, and the learning journey. Just a few of the highlights of our work. ECISD's graduation rate is the highest it has been in 20 years. Kindergarten readiness has increased by 13 points in just 1 year due to the expansion of full-day pre-K for our 4-year-olds. The addition of 3-year-old PK will pay similar dividends in the coming years. The percentage of our high school students ready for post-secondary success has increased by 7 points and is now higher than our region and equal to the state. Our SAT scores have increased by 40 points, which is 15 points above the state average. ECISD is setting the pace for internet connectivity in our community. From partnering with SpaceX to bring high-speed satellite broadband to rural families, to the creation of the Connector Task Force, focused on high-speed, affordable broadband for every resident of Ector County, we have been busy ensuring equity of internet access to our students and our community. The district now offers free breakfast and free lunch for every student, every day. We expect to serve 6.2 million meals this year. We have raised starting teacher pay $13,000, going from $44,000 to $57,000. Multiple strategic staffing models extend the reach of our most effective teachers, allowing them to serve more students, while also providing opportunities for them to coach, lead, and earn more money. Today, more students have access to more effective teachers. ECISD has received more than $49.5 million in investments from our partners across the state and nation over the past 2.5 years, enabling us to expand and improve opportunities for students and staff. Partnerships, including a generous grant from the Permian Strategic Partnership, have 56 of our teachers pursuing National Board for Professional Teaching Standards certification, the gold standard in the teaching profession. ECISD is the first district in this region to be accepted into the Texas Teacher Incentive Allotment, TIA, program, and 119 of our teachers will receive TIA stipends of up to $20,000. In August 2019, ECISD had 356 teacher vacancies. Currently, there are 51 teacher vacancies. With various teacher incentives in place, we fully expect to have teachers who earn more than $100,000 this year. We have created a series of staffing pipelines to identify, train, and retain our talented people, especially those right here in Odessa and West Texas. The week before spring break, a group of our students traveled to Woods Hole, Massachusetts, to study with scientists at the Marine Biological Lab. This is just one example of innovative partnerships we have with colleges and universities across the country that allow our students and staff to be citizen scientists in ongoing research. There is more, but I will let you get to the March Madness scores. We do not do this work alone. Team ECISD depends on the support of our families and community to ensure the success of our children. When our schools open again tomorrow, there will be just 10 weeks left in the school year and much work left to be done. Together, we will continue to improve opportunities for our children and prepare them for an exciting future. The state of our district is improving, and as your superintendent, I look forward to our continued partnership. Good things are happening. Scott Murray is superintendent of the Ector County Independent School District. This column is entitled, Efforts to Stop Oil, Gas, Hinder Growth, Security, by Todd Staples, President, Texas Oil and Gas Association. In the wake of the crisis in Ukraine, last week the U.S. Secretary of Energy called upon American energy producers to increase output, quote, to stabilize the market and minimize harm to American families, unquote. This comes after more than a year of this administration taking deliberate steps to discourage, and in some cases halt, oil and natural gas production in our country, in addition to calling for an end to drilling during the 2020 campaign. American consumers are suffering from skyrocketing prices and feeling the repercussions of canceled pipeline projects, halted leases on federal lands, delayed approvals for permits, and the discouragement of additional expansion. Poor, short-sighted decisions that are exacerbated by the war. This crisis should be a wake-up call that we need strategic, collaborative American energy policy that treats oil and natural gas as an asset and not a liability. Just months ago, the administration's pleas to foreign countries to increase their production, while undercutting local jobs and local investment, had a chilling effect on domestic energy development. Efforts to shame lenders for providing capital to oil and natural gas companies further slowed energy production and essential infrastructure development. Expanding oil and natural gas production and transportation requires foresight, planning, and investment that are rooted in certainty. Securing permits and permission to access rights of way can take years, longer still with an administration intent on obstructing development. The oil and natural gas industry shares the commitment to meet our nation and allies' energy needs and is operating as quickly as possible given the consequences of policy decisions designed to slow things down. The conflict in Ukraine painfully demonstrates that national security and energy security are inextricably linked. The United States plays an important role in contributing to stability by providing reliable energy at home and abroad. Texas is the nation's leader in oil and natural gas production, responsible for 43% of total U.S. oil production and 26% of total U.S. natural gas production in 2021. If Texas were its own country, it would be the third largest natural gas producer in the world, behind only the United States and Russia. According to the Energy Information Administration, the U.S. met more than a quarter of European demand last year for liquefied natural gas, LNG, with the majority of those exports originating from the U.S. Gulf Coast. Annually, Texas exports approximately 4 billion cubic feet a day of LNG. For perspective, that's enough natural gas to meet the needs of 22 million households every day. And our national export capacity is on track to be the world's largest by the end of 2022, according to the American Petroleum Institute, API. Without LNG shipped from the Gulf Coast, Europe would be suffering from an energy crisis even more than they are today. Clearly, we have the resources and a globally unmatched commitment to the environment to responsibly meet the energy needs of our nation and our allies. According to data from the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, as reported recently by the Houston Chronicle, CO2 emissions in the U.S. decreased over 8% from 2010 to 2019, while they rose in China and Russia by over 25% and 21% during the same period. We must reestablish a focus on American energy security and recognize that no one produces the oil and natural gas the world needs in a more environmentally responsible way than American producers. Texas and America are poised to lead if federal policymakers embrace forward-thinking, collaborative policies that harness the natural resources, technology, and innovation that have made this nation the global frontrunner in energy and environmental progress. We need a strategic American energy policy, not a game of whack-a-mole. Todd Staples is president of the Texas Oil and Gas Association and former Texas Agriculture Commissioner.
To Your Good Health by Dr. Keith Roach. Soap plus hand sanitizer? Dear Dr. Roach, I use a beauty bar for hand washing. Am I just giving the virus et al. A spa day and I need to also use a hand sanitizer? Answer. Humans like scented beauty bars, but viruses and bacteria do not. Any kind of soap is effective at cleaning the hands. The most important factor in how clean your hands get is the amount of time you take doing it and the technique. Most people don't do such a good job on the backs of their hands, wrists, between the fingers, and under the fingernails. The type of soap, including whether your bar is antibacterial soap, isn't critical. Hand sanitizers are quick and easy, so you can use either option. Sanitizers don't get rid of dirt, so there is still a place for washing hands.
Man became abusive amid wife's fight with cancer. Dear Abby, I've wanted to write you for years, but my ex-husband thought it was ridiculous. We were married 29 years and rarely argued, which led me to believe we had a great marriage. Then, 10 years ago, I was diagnosed with breast cancer. I had a mastectomy and was on chemotherapy for a year. Shortly after the mastectomy, we went on vacation, and my husband began verbally abusing me. He even slapped me. When the chemo caused me to lose my appetite, he told me if I wasn't going to eat, I shouldn't bother coming to the dinner, because he didn't like me being the one who got all the attention. Believe me, I was not seeking attention. 9 years ago, he announced he was filing for divorce because my health was a deal-breaker. In sickness and in health was off the table. The one time I needed his support, I found myself alone. I looked up statistics and saw that 80% of men walk out when their wife is ill. It made me sick. The entire time I was going through hell, he was on dating sites looking for a healthy partner, ignoring the pain and suffering I was experiencing, with not a care in the world other than preventing his various girlfriends from knowing about each other. My advice to other women is be sure you put aside a nest egg as insurance to get you through life without your partner. I was married for 29 years to a complete stranger, a selfish jerk of a man, and I am determined to keep going, if only to spite him. Signed, Survivor in California. Dear Survivor, your suggestion to put money aside in case of emergencies is a good one for all women, not just those who might be diagnosed with a life-threatening illness. However, I'm pretty sure the statistic you quoted about the number of men who leave their wives when the going gets tough may be off the mark. Although the desertion has been known to happen, nowhere near 80% of men are selfish, abusive cads like the one you married. While I don't blame you for being angry, for your own sake, please don't let spite be your only reason for living. What a waste of time that would be. Dear Abby, I feel fortunate to be the mother of two healthy children. At times, I encounter other moms whose children have severe food allergies or special needs. I'm afraid I say the wrong thing when addressing them. Parenthood is a challenge, and for some, it's more challenging than for others. I sympathize with their additional challenges. However, when I said it, they were offended. I lost a close friend because of it. What's an appropriate response when this situation comes up? Signed, Speechless in Arizona. Dear Speechless, parents of children with special needs are not looking for sympathy. When you are told about a child's food allergy, thank the mother for alerting you and assure her that when her child is with you, you will be extra careful to ensure he or she is safe.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.